So let's tackle that horrible Home Depot curbside pickup experience step by step. When I arrived at the store, signage was clear, but all the designated parking spaces were taken on the weekend. I get it. You can't dedicate too much prime parking real estate to curbside since it isn't always busy, and you want that parking close to the entrance to reduce round trip time. So here's a key lesson. Have an overflow strategy and include it in your messaging. If all spaces are full, park and text. We'll ping you when your order is up and you can proceed to XXX loading and unloading. Done. Now you have a strategy that works even when you're really busy. By far the worst part of the Home Depot curbside pickup was the VRU and phone experience. This was horrible. And you know what? It's always going to be horrible when employees are busy. Ditch the VRU except as a fallback. When customers arrive, have them text. Our occupancy app maintains a simple FIFO queue of customer messages. But seriously, Home Depot? You should be able to build this. When you text, the reply should tell you how many orders are in front of you, at minimum, and ideally, an estimated wait time. If the wait is longer than 15 minutes, it should give shoppers an option to come back at a specific time and proceed directly to loading and unloading. When someone's in the queue, the system should ping them with orders ahead of them every 2 to 3 minutes. With a tiny technology investment or just using our free app, you've solved most of the worst problems in Home Depot's curbside pickup. Customers don't have to call. They have a good sense of the wait time. They get statused regularly, which is darn important, and they have an option if the wait is severe. Wow, that was hard. Even better, you've built measurability right into the equation since the app can track and will track wait times. Of course, all you've done is solve the communications problems. If your operations suck, well, the experience is still kind of going to suck. To solve operational problems, you need to measure operations. It's just that simple. People put operations in place but never collect the necessary measurement to see if they're working and then make them better. If you really care about curbside pickup, and you should, because it's one of those new make or break it experiences I've been talking about, you need to measure how operations actually work, especially when things get busy. How to do that is the subject of my next minute. Talk to you then.